I've never thought about my life like a painting before. I wonder what it's going to look like in the end.
Well, if you let God lead the way, your painting is sure to be a masterpiece. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Thanks for listening. You know, sometimes I watch this guy on TV that paints amazing pictures of nature. He knows exactly how to make mountains and trees, streams and beautiful sunsets. But guess what? He's only making a copy of the original, which was painted in real life by God. You see, God designed everything in the world, and that includes you. If you let him, he will paint your life into a beautiful picture too. Psalm 139 verse 14 is a great reminder. It says, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Now let's tune into our story. It's entitled, The Blank Page. Hi, Mom, said Taden as he came into the house. Want to see the picture I painted at school today? He held out a paper with a scene of a lake and trees with mountains in the background. This is really good, exclaimed Mom. You're a wonderful painter. Taden beamed. I think I'm going to be an artist when I grow up. I love to paint. He went to a drawer and took out a fresh piece of paper and some paints. I think that would be great. Mom pointed to the paper Taden had spread out on the kitchen table. Have you ever looked at your blank paper and wondered what it will look like when you're done painting? Of course. I always have something in mind when I start painting. Taden grinned at his mom. But it doesn't always turn out the way I imagined it. Sometimes I do a good job, but other times I mess up. Mom nodded. Our lives are like that blank paper, and our choices are like the brush that applies the colors to the page, making something beautiful or a mess. But the brush doesn't paint by itself, said Taden. It's the artist who chooses the colors and paints the picture. Whether it turns out good or bad depends on the artist. That's right, said Mom. In our life pictures, we can either make ourselves the artists and paint things our own way, or we can trust God to be the artist holding the brush and let him guide us and shape our lives. Taden looked at the blank page. I never thought about my life like that, he said thoughtfully. When we trust Jesus and give him control of our life picture, he promises to make it beautiful, said Mom. That doesn't mean our lives will be easy or that we won't sin and make mistakes. We'll sometimes try to take control of the brush and do things our own way. But when we do, Jesus forgives us and paints over our mistakes. He promises to help us make good choices and love others the way he does. He's the greatest artist there is, and when we give him control of our lives, he will make them into masterpieces. Well, how about you? Who's painting the picture of your life? No matter how hard you try, you can't paint a good life picture on your own. Everyone has already messed up their picture with sin, but Jesus can paint over your mistakes and make your life beautiful. Trust him as your savior today, and then let him guide you as you live your life, knowing he'll make it into a masterpiece. For more information on what it means to trust in Jesus, just get your parents' permission first, and then head over to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse is found in the letter to the Romans, chapter 6, verse 13.
Give yourselves completely to God, for you were dead, but now you have new life.
And our key thought for today, give God control of your life. Celebrate Advent with my new podcast called Countdown to Christmas with Zach. Search for Countdown to Christmas with Zach wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.